Okay, so let's just go back to now to find that one, the one part where in the Reb Chaim where he defines our sugya, the psul of why a nachri is no good, even if Yisrael is omer al gabov. Right, back to our sugya here. That we say, even though Yisrael is omer al gabov, the guy is no good for the ksiva of the get, right? Yeah. So what does he say? And he's saying it's different than the ksiva of the Sefer Torah, correct? It's different from the ksiva. Ksiva of the Sefer Torah. He says he's mufka from the whole din of Asiya Sefer Torah. Lishma. He's mufka from the din of Asiya Sefer Torah. Yeah. Right? The guy is mufka from the din of Asiya Sefer Torah. So even though say stama is lishma, the guy is mufka from that. Truth of the matter is, it's an interesting thing. Maybe we'll get to it tomorrow. But, Tosos in Avodah Zarah, I mentioned there's a toast about Mila, right? So the sugya by Mila is in Avodah Zarah. That that the Gemara says, according to one shita, you need the Mila to be done lishma, right? And the Gemara says the guy can do it. The guy will be able to do it, right? So over there in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is a tosos. And we'll take a look at it. Maybe he says over there that basically that what's the reason? I mentioned it already. What's the reason? Because the mila is stama lishma. Right? Mila is stama lishma. But he goes on to say that you see from this that the Sefer Torah is not stama lishma. That's Tosa's conclusion over there. Because if a Sefer Torah were Stama Lishma, a guy would be able to do it. So that's against this, it's against the way the Rambam is, the way Reb Chaim is learning the Rambam. Right? And that's why in the end, he quotes the Torah that says you have to be Mefarish, specifically. You have to say, I'm writing this L'shem Sefer Torah, because that's apparently the Shita that holds Stama is not Lishma by Sefer Torah. Right? So, maybe we'll try to work that out tomorrow. How that's the Tosa Shita. But we have to refine our definition by Sefer Torah when he says that he's Mufka from it. Because according to that, the Tosa is saying the guy is not Mufka from a Siya Sefer Torah. Right? I mean, but he doesn't have the Kedusha Yisrael. But anyway, so he's saying over here that the guy is mufka, according to the Rambam, the way Reb Chaim is learning, the guy is mufka from Asiya Sefer Torah. So even though Stama is Lishma, right, the guy cannot have the Maisa of Asiya Sefer Torah. Even if he was Mechaven, he couldn't have it. Correct? Even if he was Mechaven, he couldn't have it. And by Ibud Lishma, why would it be kosher with the Yisrael Omer Al Gabov? Why would it be kosher by Yisrael Omer Al Gabov? Because it would be not, because it's just a Hechsher. It's just a Hechsher. Doesn't need the Etzem HaMaisa, which the guy doesn't have. But it would be considered Nasa al Das Yisrael. It would get the shame of Lishma from the Kavana of the Yisrael, because the Yisrael would be the cause of it. If the guy would listen to the Jew, if there was a din that the guy listens to the Jew, then the Ibud would be considered al Das Yisrael. because the Lishma of the Ibud goes by the purpose, right? The Lishma of the Ibud goes by the purpose. And if the guy was simply following the Jew's orders, then it would be the purpose of the Jew that defines the activity, right? So that's why the Rambam says the guy can't do the Ibud. Why? Even if the Yisrael tells him to, because he's Osel Das Atzmo. So Chaim says Osel Das Atzmo doesn't mean that he has a Maisa Lishmo of his own, but he's just not, we don't trust him to do it. Right? It means to say that even though he doesn't have a Maisa Lishmo on his own, when you don't need the Etzema Maisa, right, you just need the Lishmo of the purpose, right, then it would be possible for the guy to have that type of it would be possible for the guy to do the Maisa and the Yisrael to define the activity through the purpose. But since the guy is always considered to be doing his own thing, it can't be qualified by the purpose of the Jew. Right? Okay? All right. So he wants to say that's the sugya by get to. That what? That why can't the guy write the get when the Yisrael is omid al gabav? Why? So he says like this. He says, because the Gemara says, "Denachri posel lichtof as a get mishum denachri adaita denafshei kavod." The ain ze rak mishum umdula lo neskaven lishma. Kiim du posel midina. The heavily ze midivrei Rambam. Right, he brings a raya that it's a din because the Rambam includes a machal Shabbos as also posel. Right. Because he has a din of a nachri, so you see, it's halacha of the din nachri. V'im neim adu rak umduna bilvad my shaychas hu b'zeh hadin demomer lachal Shabbos for hesya dino k'nachri l'chol devar. What would be the shaychas of the din that a machal Shabbos has a din of a nachri? If it were just an umduna, elavadai da psul dehan dinachri hu midina v'hayne k'mo shekosavnu. That what the hadinachri adait the nafshei ka'ovid, who dina de lo chayel bay din tzivui habaylam. So what's the din by? See, get is not get. So what's the din by get? Now what? He says the nafshei. Lo chayal be din tzivoy abaylem v'gam begerishin hadavar poshet debelo tzivoy abaylem halo avi lishma. Okay, in other words, the universal idea. How is he learning nochri al das atzma osa? What does that mean? It means that he doesn't take the tzivoy abaylem. He can't define his maisa, right, as being under the command of the Yisrael. Okay, he can't define his maisa as being under the command of the Yisrael. Correct? Now, by gittin, why do you need? He's saying, by gittin, why do you need to have what's the psul by gittin? So what's the psul by gittin? The psul is going to be a lack in lishma, right? That's the problem. Nochri adas atzma osa by gittin is the problem of lishma. That what? That if, like Tos is saying, that if it's not a tzivui of the Baal to create the instrument of gittin, right, then it doesn't have the maisa of a ksivas aget, right? Because the get is only an entity. The get is only a tool of the gerishin, and it's part of the maisa. It's the instrument of the baal's maisa gerishin. Correct. So unless you consider the asiya to be to be part of the Baal's tzivoy, then it's just a stam entity, right? Like we were discussing the lock without the key without the lock. It's not considered an instrument of a gerushin. See, it's interesting because the Rambam says that an Eved also can't write a get. See, the Rambam says an Eved can't write a get. Why? He says Hakol Kshir and Lichto Vesaget Chutz Michamisha Akum VeEved VeCherish VeShota VeKatan Afilu Isha Atzma Koser Vesas Gita Yisrael Shehemer LaAkum Oshehu Machal Shabosut Farhesia Rehu KaAkum LeChol Dvar. So there's really five. There's five. It's what? The Akum, the Eved, Cherish, Shota, and Katan. And the Mumar, he says, is the din of an Akum. V'loma in kosvenela chamishim neshtzarch hakosev lichtov l'shem ha'ish ha'megaresh u'l'shem ha'ish ha'misgareshes. So why can't these five write the get? Because you need l'shma. You need l'shem ha'ish and l'shem ha'isha. V'ha'akum al das atzmo hu kosev. The Akum is al das atzmo, he's kosev. Meaning what? Meaning what? That he can't. He's saying that he has the din. He doesn't have the din of the ksiva with the purpose of the mitzvah. And without the ksiva being part of the instrument, the defined instrument of the Baal, then it's not an asiyas haget. And by the chayr shota v'katan, he says because they don't have das. Ainan b'nei dea. Apparently, they don't know what they're doing, right? The ha'eved, he says. Interesting is the ha'eved, he says. Aino b'toras getin v'kedushin. L'fikachu posel ka'akam l'chol dvarav. So that's interesting. Why does he exclude the eved? What's the exclusion of the eved? He says he's not b'toras getin v'kedushin. Sounds like the possibility of Tosas entertaining. Now it's apparently the Eved, what?
He couldn't divorce over himself.
Huh?
He couldn't divorce over himself, since he's an Eved, because he doesn't have that question of roughness.
But he could, in other words, he could do the Das, apparently he could do the Das Abal, right?
Yeah, but can there's list of people who can or can't?
List of people who can't write a get. But the psul of the Eved is that he can't do the, is not that he's not going to follow the Tzivoy of the Baal, right? But what? What? He doesn't have the Maisa. Yeah, but isn't that difficult? Isn't that difficult? I mean,
because he should be able to, if he can follow the Das of the Israel Baal, he should be able to do the Maisa through his
Yeah, so why do you say the guy is also? Why do you say what's he saying that what? That the guy really is. That's why he says he's ka'akam l'chol d'var.
See,
that's what I want to. That's what I want to understand. Is the ksivas I get like the ksiva of the Sefer Torah? So why does he say al das atzma? So the difficulty is why does he say al das atzma who osa by the guy? Just say he's excluded from Torah's getting the kedushin like the Eved. Right. So unless you're going to say he's saying it because of the mummer, he's saying it because since the mummer is a din of an akum, right? The din akum is that he's osa al das atzma. So that would be nafkamina. If you said the Yakum is possible because he's not Petorus getting Vikadushin, so the Mummer is. Right? The Mummer is Petorus getting Vikadushin.
Why wouldn't you just say he has status?
He still has getting Vikadushin. The Mummer still is getting Vikadushin. So if you say Kinochri is that it's a din of his Osel Das Atzmo, then you can include the Mummer in the din Nochri. You can't include the mummer in the din nachri if the nachri is based on the fact that he's not b'toris getting v'kedushin, because a mummer is b'toris getting v'kedushin.
It doesn't mean he's entirely that.
It means he's like, of course, not entirely like Nachri. It means in terms of the din Nachri. The din Nachri he's saying is that he's osel das atzmo. He's osel das atzmo. Right, and it seems to go against the Tosos, because Tosos says there's no din, there's no psul of bnei krisus by the ksiva. Of lav bnei krisus by the ksiva. Now, the Reb Chaim is definitely, he definitely is presenting it in a way that the get really is like the hechsher. Right? I mean, that's the way he's presenting it. That a get is like a maisa hechsher. Not like a etzem hadavar. Right? Not like the etzem hadavar. And really, if the guy could listen to the Jew, it would be good. If the guy could listen to the Jew, it would be good. That's the way he's putting it, right? So what would that mean? What's the hechsher too? I mean, that's the get is the thing. The get is the thing itself. Yeah, that's true. Right. I mean, you say that the nachri is a problem even before you get to his ksiva. That's true. Nachri is a problem before you get to his ksiva. And the Yisrael that's a mummer would have the same problem. But the Eved, even though he could take the tzivoy, but his maisa is mufka. Okay. So let's go back to the Tosos that we started. The Tosos seems to hold differently than Rambam by Bnei Krisus. Because Tosos says, Vim Tomar Halav Bnei Krisus Ninu. Right? Go ahead, someone want to read it? In other words, after we got done saying that there's no shlichus, right, that the ksivas I get is not midin shlichus, which I want to come back to in a minute. So they're not excluded because they can't be shluchim. But why aren't they excluded? Because they don't have a maisa of krisus, right? Go ahead, who wants to read? Okay, so the first answer is that what? That the cotton is the cotton and the shote are considered bnei krisus. Why? Because they can become bnei krisus. They can or they will become bnei krisus. Yes, what does it mean? He'll become normal. He can change. It can be a temporary insanity. It can be a temporary state. Yeah, and why can't the Nachri convert?
Right now, it's not even in the Gershnis Geyer's is what Kershnodal dummy.
It's not as to say he always had the spark.
In other words, he's saying the Shot is not a definition like an Akum. Right? He's a Yisrael. The Shot is a Yisrael. And if the Shot is married, he requires a get. He's not just Mufka from the whole din. Right? If someone, a shota is not mufka from the Torah, skitten v'kedushin, right? If someone got married when they were normal and then became a shota, you don't say now they don't need a get because now they're a shota, they're mufka from the Ian. Right? But he's concerned with the maisa. He's concerned with the maisa. Yeah. Yeah. So it means to say like this, that what? That the cotton and the shota, the cotton and the shota is saying there's a reason why they can't be involved in kedushin and getting. What are you saying? It's a qualitative thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying that if the change can come about naturally. Then it shows that you really are. It's hard to define. It means to say that it's the same person can be in or out of the state. Right, you can be in or out of the state of the actuality of the state. But even when you're not in it, the idea is still shayach to you. It's not a definition. It's just a state. There's only difference between the shota and the normal person is not in terms of whether by definition they're b'nei krisus or not, but whether they have the ability right now to act on it. A little bit harder by the cutting, though. I mean, a little bit harder by the cutting.
Why? The new part of the new state.
But you're saying, but by a guy, by an Ovid Kochavim, he'd have to redefine himself. So his Havamina was what? That Lamaisa neither one of B'nai Krisis. B'nai Krisis means, to be B'nai Krisis means Lamaisa, you have to be able to do the Maisa Krisis. In terms of doing the Maisa Krisis, none of them can do the Maisa Krisis. The cut and the shota or the guy. Right? In terms of Maisa Krisis, none of them are, they're all equal. Right? But in terms of what? It's hard to define that. The other, it's like a soft definition. In terms of what? In terms of being shayach to it? I mean, b'nei krisis. I mean, what's the psul of love? What's the psul of love b'nei krisis? If it becomes normal, and even the way he says it, vim higdil ha-katan v'nishtape ha-shota havu b'nei krisis. All right? He says they're considered b'nei krisis because they will be b'nei krisis. But isn't that like a contradictory thing? I mean, so then you're being motivated. Right now, they're not b'nei krisis. Yeah. Okay. So let's go a little further. So the Gemara says that what? So the Tosfos is like this. So you can get over that problem. You can get over the problem by the cutting and the shota. Avokasha. Good. Yeah. He says, but the only problem is that's good for the cutting and the shota. But it's mashma from the Gemara that the only problem with the guy is that he's al das atzmo. He does his own thing. But he's definitely not b'nei krisis. He's definitely not b'nei krisis. So why don't you exclude the guy over here? Not because he's not a not because he's al das atzmo huosa, but because he's simply not b'nei krisis. So Tosis gives a funny answer. He says the only time we have an exclusion of b'nei krisis, la b'nei krisis, is what? Is when it has to do with shlichus. Shlichus or edus? He says, why? Because that's the next mishnah. The next mishnah says a guy can't be a shliach for the get. And the Gemara says, bishlam achir shadavakat and delav b'nei deyninu. Ove kuchavim nami delav bar heterahu. Right? Rashi says, "De'ain lan kedushin ve'ain gittin noagim b'hem, ubi midi de'lo nafshe lo chazi lo motzi lo me'avei shlichusat l'achrini." That since they're not b'nei kedushin v'gerushin, so they can't do the ma'isa for someone else. Right? He says, "But since we're saying so, that's only a psul. The only time you have the psul of lav b'nei krisis ninu is what?" is when you need shlichus or edus, according to the Gemara before, according to Reb Meir. But over here, what? He just got through saying that the ksiva of the get is not a din shlichus. So, I mean, isn't that a little funny? I mean, yeah, he says it's just like by the Gemara in Nevada Zara that they can do Mila even though they're not B'nai Mila Ninu. They can do Mila just even though they're not B'nai Mila Ninu. So what's the difference? Why is it by Shlichus you have to be Shaykh to the thing? But by anything else that's not Shlichus, you don't have to be Shaykh to the thing. I mean, isn't it, if you don't have to be Shaykh to the thing for the thing itself, why for Shlichus you have to be Shaykh to the thing? It's to do Mila itself. Right? There's no psul that the guy can't do Mila because he's not Ben Mila. Right? There's no psul that a guy can't write a get because he's not Bar Kedushin Vigershin. So you see, being involved in the Ikar HaMaisa doesn't require you to be Shaykh to it. So why is Shlichus, why is Shlichus different? Okay, good. Okay, so let's go back really to the Iker thing over here that Tosa started out with. He says that what? That how did he get to this point? Because he's saying that the ksiva of the get is not midin shlichus. So what does it mean? What's the difference between saying the ksiva of the get is midin shlichus or not? Very good. In other words, the question is what is a get really, right? What would be the din if you say you need shlichus? So you'd say that what? That really, the entity of the get emerges from the maisa habal, the ksiva of the baal. It's the ksivas habal that produces the get. Okay. So what does Tosas say? That's not the din. So what is the din? Huh? Yeah, but what produces the get? He says it's the ksivas hasofer. Meaning what? Now, what's the difference between those two ideas? What's the difference between those two ideas? Definitively, can we understand a little clearer? Ksivas hasofer with the tzivui of the baal, and the ksivas habal as a through a shliach.
With the shliach.
In other words, the question is ksivas haget is ksivas. So some activities require a baal, right? Now let's take a ma'aseh shlichus. Take something you know you need a shliach for, kiddushin, kinyanim, right? That means that what? It means that the ma'aseh intrinsically is defined as the activity of the baal. To be kona something, if I want to be kona something, right? The maisa kinyan, definitively as a maisa kinyan, is the act of the baal, of the future baal. It's the act of the baal of the money to the baal of the chepetz. Correct? There's no idea of a kinyan. There's no idea of a kinyan apart from the buyer and the seller. Correct? There's no other. If I would do a maisa and I wasn't the baal, it wouldn't be a maisa kinyan at all. It's nothing, right? So I say that certain some maisios are defined by the actor itself, right? Without the buyer and the seller, it's not a maisa kinyan. So in that case, we say that there's a din of shlichus. That what? Even though you have to have the, even though you need the dasa, the baal, even though you need the bailim for a maisa kinyan, so the din shlichus is that I can be moser to you my maisa. However you want to learn the lumdus of shlichus right now. Not our issue exactly. But if I appoint you as a shliach, so now you can do my maisa kinyan. Right? But it's only because it's my maisa kinyan that it works. Still my maisa kinyan, right? If that were the case by get, that would mean that the get is also the same. Get is something like that. Get is a similar idea. That what? Like we were saying the other day, the get is the entity of the get itself. It only exists as an expression of the baal. Only exists as a maisa of the baal himself. But if you say it's not a din shlichus, so what does it mean? Essentially, it's just ksiva. You understand? Essentially, the entity of a get is ksav. So ksiva, anybody can produce. You don't need the baal to have an entity of ksav. Right? Huh? Oh, so what's the tzivoy? The tzivoy is just to allow it to be the right type of a ksiva. You understand? The tzivoy is just functioning to make it the right type of a ksiva. Like we were saying before, that lishma means that it gives the maisa a definition. Without lishma, the maisa wouldn't have the definition. It wouldn't be ksiva taget. It wouldn't be a ksiva l'shem gerishin. It wouldn't be a ksiva of gerishin for this man and this woman. It wouldn't have the quality of a get of a shtar of krisis, of a sefer krisis. In other words, there's a different way. There's two different ways of understanding. If you learn that it's a din shlichus, so then you're saying it's essentially get is essentially like a kinyan, right? Could be viewed more closely to a maisa kinyan. That unless it's the maisa of the baal, it's just like by a kinyan. The mesiras mo'os, the baal's mesiras mo'os is what makes the kinyan. Now, what makes a kinyan? It's not just mesiras mo'os. It has to be the baal's mesiras mo'os. If I take your money and give it to him, I can't be kohen of things for you, right? Even though I was most of your money, giving over, right? It has to be your maisa mesiras mo'os. It has to be a maisa kinyan on your part. Correct? The Maisa Kinyan itself is a Maisa of the Das Bailam. To be Kone is not just Mesiras Ma'os, but it's a Maisa of your of Rishus. It's a Maisa of your own Rishus. So in the same sense you would say that the Ksivas HaGet is like a Maisa Gerishin. It's like a Maisa of the Baal driving out the wife. Only the Baal can do that. It's only possible for the Baal, if the Maisa Ksiva needed to be by the Baal himself, right, then you would say it's part of, notice for instance, the Mesiras HaGet has to be by the Baal, right? We say that the giving over of the Get has to be by the Baal. So, again, if someone takes someone else's get and gives it without the, it has to be the mice of the Baal, because that is the gerishin, right? The gerishin is saying is a mice of das, really. In other words, when it's a mice of das, correct? Like a kinyan. What's a kinyan? A kinyan is mesiras mo'os with a das makna. Right, it's mesira. It's giving over money as a das makna. So only the one who's buying it can have the das makna. Right, it's not possible for someone else to do a maisa of a das makna if it's not the Baal himself. Correct. So in order to have someone else do my das makna, there has to be an institution of shlichus. We have to be able to say that his maisa is really my maisa of kinyan. Correct? Because kinyan is essentially a maisa of das. Gemiras das is the ikar of a kinyan. And we're saying gerishin is also like that. Gerishin is also like the actual Maisa Gerishin is a Maisa of removing her from your Rishus. Of removing the woman from the Rishus of the Baal. That's also only a Maisa the Baal can do. Correct? It's also only a Maisa the Baal can do. So if you would say that Ksiva also is Shlichus, so you would say that the Maisa of the gerishin really begins with the ksiva, and that also has to be a maisa of the baal, right? But if you say then it requires shlichus, but Tos saying we don't need shlichus. So what is it? It's really just a ksiva. Not a maisa of the baal. It doesn't have to be. The ksiva is not a maisa of the baal. You understand? If it were a maisa of the Baal, it would require shlichus. Saying the ksiva is not a maisa of the Baal. The only thing is, without the Baal's authorizing it, without the Baal's commanding of it, it's not shayach to my gerishin. One second. Just let it sink in for a second. You don't have to jump to explain it right away. Some things have a natural seepage process. You know, like you ever see, like you pour water onto hard ground? It'll seep in. Pouring it harder and harder is not going to make it seep in any faster. It's got a natural time that it takes to get in there. Same thing with an idea sometimes. Saying it over and over again is not going to help it get in. Okay? So the ksiva, if you're going to say that there's no shlichus, right, so then the ksiva is really a regular ksiva. Like a ksiva sefer Torah. Ksiva sefer Torah doesn't need a maisa of a baal. There's not shaykh to that. If you want to be yotze, your mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah, it has to be your maisa. But stam for the kedusha sefer Torah is a ksiva. But it's a type of a ksiva. You understand? It's a type of a ksiva. It's a ksiva of an asiya sefer Torah. The get is also a type of a sefer. Right? It's a sefer that is designed for a certain purpose of the maisa gershon. But if the baal of the maisa doesn't tell you to do it, it can't be considered a tool of his maisa gershon. It's stam an entity that has no purpose. You understand? But it's not. You don't need the tzivoy bailam. The tzivoy bailam is not me. You don't need the tzivoy bailam to make a, because it has to be the maisa of the baal. You need the tzivoy bailam because it's a regular ksiva. But it's such a specialized ksiva that unless all of the components that, like the Gemara says, no woman is stama l'shma for gershon. So unless the baal decides that he wants to do the gershon with this thing, it's not shayach to his maisa gershon. It's just an extraneous entity. Yeah, it's a good question. It's a good question. Why you need the tzivoy dafka? Let's say I just know that he wants to do it.
Unless you say there's like a kemta that like.
See, that's a question. I mentioned it to you. It apparently is a question in the Rishon, because Tosos mentions later on in the next parak. Tosos mentions the possibility that that's only midrabbana you need the actual tzivoy. But the lishma could be midaraisa, like you're saying. As long as the guy knows that he wants it and he does it for him, it's a good question. But that's not the plain shot. I mean, most plain shot is without the tzivoy, at least according to this Tosos, without the tzivoy, it's not lishma at all. But that's what we were trying to say, that the tzivoy, that it's an entity of my, it has to be a tool of my maisa gershon. That's the definition of the ksav. The definition of the get is, it's a tool, it's a functional entity. It's functional for my maisa gershon. So until I say, I want this, I want it for my maisa gershon, then it's just making it before the maisa gershon then you're just making it without being related to a maisa gershon. It's only because, in other words, since the thing doesn't exist, since there is no maisa gershon now for it to relate to, it's only with the das of the baal that you can be mitzaref this to a maisa gershon. But only the baal can do that. Only the baal can say, by the tzivoy is the tziruf. You know what I'm saying, Chaim? The tzivoy is the tziruf. How am I mitzaref this? How do I make this chefza into an entity of a maisa that doesn't exist now? How do I make it into the tool of a function that doesn't exist right now? Only through the tzivoy is mitzaref. The tzivoy itself is mitzaref. And all the conditions exist. In other words, it's a regular ksiva. It's a regular maisa ksiva. It's not a maisa bailam. That's what I'm trying to say. There's two types of things. There's something that's a maisa baal, and then there's things that are generic. It's a maisa anybody can do.
You're saying it's a regular ksiva in the same way.
Yeah. No, it's when I give over. If I give money for to buy something, that's not just a maisa mesiras maos. That's a maisa bailam. Huh? It's a maisa kinyan. Only the baal can do that. It's not a maisa anybody can do, right? It's only if it has the shame of the maisa baal is it considered the kinyan. But the ksivas haget is not like that. Any ksivas could be ksivas haget. You don't need ksivas habaal to be ksivas haget. Right, it's not ksivas habaal that makes ksivas haget. Anybody can do ksivas haget. The only thing is, all of the conditions have to exist for a ksiva to have the shame, to have the din lishma of gershon. If you write it before the baal says he wants to use it for his maisa, then it won't have the quality of his gershon. One of the quality of the chefza for his gerishim. Yeah, it's like a siyah sefer Torah. It won't be considered an asiyah. The ksiva won't be an asiyah of an entity of gerishim. It'll be an asiyah of a speculative entity, or an asiyah of a possible thing, but not an asiyah of a concrete thing. An asiyah of a possibility. That's not lishma. So it'll lack in the din lishma. Since it wasn't written, in other words, through the ksiva, it has to be defined as that. It can't be defined as the entity of Gerishin later, by the Das of the Baal later. That's like we gave the mashal. I don't know if you were here when we did the mashal of the key and the lock. It'd be like if someone would make a key before he has a lock. That would not be considered making a key. Because there's nothing to open it. There's nothing for it to open. It's making something that looks like a key. But it's not making a key. It's not a siya of a key. So that's what, if a sofer would write a get before there's a gerishin that it's contemplated for, it's like a tool without a function. That's not a siya of the tool. That's what we were trying to say last time, right? So that's the lishma over here. It's not a din that you need a siya of the baal. It's the din without lishma. You don't have the asiya of the entity. Okay. So if that's the case, that's what this is. There's no problem of a guy writing it midin shlichas. Get rid of that problem. Because a guy can also do a ksiva. Right? A guy can't do the ksivas habal, because he's not a shliach. But he can do a ksiva. Right? So all you need is to set the conditions for the maisa ksiva to be considered the creation of the tool. So as long as the conditions are right, the ksiva will be the creation of the proper creation of the tool. We'll have the shame of making the key, but then Tosis comes up with now he has a second problem. He says, but what about the fact that they're not shaykh to the thing itself, right? Maybe you'll say that since the guy is not shaykh to getting at all, then he's mufka from the whole asiyas I get. Right? Maybe now you say, now he's mufka from the whole asiyas I get. Right? So now he says that what? He says, no, the psul of lav b'nei krisus, or the psul of lav b'nei krisus is only when? By shlichus. It's only by shlichus. Shlichus. See, the Rambam does seem to learn the psul of lav b'nei krisus here. That if you're not shayach to the cheft, if you're not shayach to an entity of krisus, you can't be considered to be osik in making the thing of krisus. You're just mufka from the whole asiya. You're just considered to be ksiva, but not ksiva of the entity of krisus. But Tosus isn't bothered by that. Tosus is not bothered by that. Tosa says, as long as your das is not necessary to make the cheftza, as long as you're just doing an asiya, and it's the conditions that make it, and it's the conditions that qualify it, that's all you need. So that's like by mila. The reason why it's not just a chatichas basar and why it's a mila is because there's an entity that defines the maisa. There's another entity that's defining the maisa. Like we were saying with the surgery. That what defines the cut as a surgery and not as a butchering is the place. The place. Right? So as long as the maisa is defined not by the osa, Tosa seems to hold that it's not a psul of not being in the inyan. Right? But to be a shliach is different. That's what you're saying. You're saying it's correct. To be a shliach is a separate problem. To be a shliach is that now I'm doing your maisa. That's the din of a shliach. The din of a shliach is to say I'm going to do your maisa. So wherever there's a din of doing the other person's maisa, then I have to be able to do the maisa on my own. You understand? The only problem of Bnei Krisistos is saying is where you as a gavra have to make the maisa the thing. But if the maisa is defined by the conditions, right, then it doesn't matter whether you're shayach to the institution or not. It's not a din that if you're not shayach to the institution, you can't do a maisa of the institution. It's not a din that if you're not shayach to the institution, you can't do a maisa of the institution, according to Tosis. It's a din that if you're not a gavra of it, you can't be koveya it that way. So as a shliach, A shliach has to, the shliach is saying, I'm going to be making you, I'm going to be doing you a maisa. So he has to be capable of it. But if it's just, if there's no din shlichus, then it's only a din of the maisa being qualified properly. So if the qualification comes about, not through a process of das, but through the maisa itself, then it's okay. Whereas the Rambam seems to hold that if you're not shaykh to the institution, you can't do the maisa itself.